Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is from New York's 21st District. She's a Republican in office since 2015, and her name has been prominently mentioned already for national office. What do you think when they start talking about running you for president or vice president, Elise?
Well, I always say this to you, Alan. I'm not old enough. So I'm really focused on doing my job to represent the district. I have really hit the ground running. I'm proud of my record in my first term in Congress, and I'm proud of the opportunities in my second term, whether it's growing my portfolio on the House Armed Services Committee or being appointed to the House Intelligence Committee. But I'm always focused on the constituents that I'm honored to represent in the 12 counties in the North Country.
Okay, Elise Stefanik, one of the questions I want to ask you, of course, is there's been a lot of talk about ending the Affordable Care Act, removing it, repairing it, getting rid of it. Can you fill us in on what you're seeing in the House?
Absolutely. So I think it's important to take a step back and talk about why we are where we are today. Obamacare has been a disaster in terms of its rollout and implementation, and I'll give you a few examples from my district. I hear from small businesses very frequently that they're either forced to not provide health care because the costs have continued to rise, or they're being forced to lay off and not hire additional people and create those jobs because of the rising cost of health care. There's a hardware store in Old Forge, New York, which I represent, and they've been in business for over 90 years, and they're not, for the first time in decades, they're no longer going to be providing health care because it's just too expensive. I think it's important to remember that in the last Congress, we passed dozens of fixes to the Affordable Care Act. So there was a recognition by the Democrats that we need to seriously address some of the failures of this law. I was proud to author the largest fix, which was the repeal of the auto enrollment mandate that was signed into law by President Obama at the end of 2015. The plans moving forward are, how do we ensure that we have a patient-centered healthcare system in this country that lowers costs, improves quality, and increases access? My priorities are ensuring that rural communities have a seat at the table. I think the one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to urban and rural parts of this country, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. We need to look at the unique needs of rural communities. Another unique challenge that I think we face as New Yorkers, it's important that we protect our population and Medicaid recipients specifically. New York was one of the states that chose to expand Medicaid, and I think it's very important that we not pull the rug out from under those individuals. We are looking at, I support replacing the Affordable Care Act. I'm not a member who believes we should repeal it and do nothing. I think we need to repeal and comprehensively replace and repair this law so that we can have a better healthcare system.
And specifically, what are those fixes?
So specifically, those fixes are issues like allowing healthcare to be purchased across state lines. I think there's innovations that we can use in my district, given the proximity to Vermont and given the fact that even some of the hospitals partner with hospitals in Vermont. Second, I think you can have high-risk insurance pools to ensure that those with preconditions are still provided access to health insurance. That's extremely important to me. I think we absolutely need to protect those with preconditions. That was a broken aspect of our health care plan pre the Affordable Care Act, and I don't want to take that away. Additionally, I think keeping the allowance of young people staying on their parents' plan up to the age of 26 is important. I think we can repeal some of the onerous taxes like the medical device tax, like the health insurance tax that are making it difficult for medical innovation. So there's a number of issues being discussed right now. We want to have this discussion through the regular process, with committee hearings, with marking up in the appropriate committees in Congress. And what I'm doing, as I said, is working with the New York delegation on how we can make sure New York is in the best possible position when it comes to some of our unique challenges.
So if one had to attach a label to you, would you say you're a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican or a Tea Party Republican? Where are you?
You know, Alan, you ask me this every time. I'm a new generation Republican. I'm excited
That's
to be
fine.
The youngest. I'm still the youngest member of Congress by only 2 months. We had another fellow millennial Republican get elected in Wisconsin. But I think I represent a new generation of hopefully civic leadership. And I think we saw that in the outcome of the election. But I, as I said, I'm willing to work with anybody, no matter what they're, you know, whether they're Republican or a Democrat or a Green or Independence Party member. And I think that's what you're going to see in terms of our new generation of candidates stepping up to the plate.
Do you have anything to do with recruiting women and young people to run for Congress?
I do. This has been one of my passions, and it's become even more of a priority for me. We need more women voices in Congress, and one of the roles that I sought was the National Republican Congressional Committee, which is sort of the national arm for these congressional races across the country, the chair of the recruitment side, so identifying who some of these top-tier candidates can be. This goes from my experience. I was not recruited to run for Congress. I was definitely the underdog. A lot of people didn't think I could win, and I think making sure that we have a process so non-traditional candidates, whether it's female candidates, whether it's people that have never run for office before, veterans, Hispanics, African Americans, have the tools and the resources they need to develop into the best quality candidates.
Are you finding that hard or easy?
It's actually been interesting. So as we're seeing so much political activism, I think, in both on the left and on the right after this election, there have already been a number of candidates that have stepped forward and gotten in contact who are interested in running for office. And it's February in 2017, so we have a long way to go before the November 18 elections. But the fact that people are engaged in having those initial conversations early, that's good for our democracy. That's good for people wanting to step into the arena.
Considering you're on the Education and Workforce Committee, there's been a lot of controversy, and I only have a minute for this one, for the appointment of Betsy DeVos in education, loudly declared unacceptable by the Democrats and many people in the Education Committee. What's your take?
My take is I serve on the House Education Committee. We don't have a vote in the confirmation process. What I am looking forward is asking tough questions because we do have oversight now that she has been confirmed. I have a great working relationship with the teachers, students, superintendents in my district, and I really look to them to help me prepare for questions that I can ask her in her new role as the Department of Education Secretary.
Yeah, but when you're at home and talking to family and friends, did you think this was a good appointment?
I want to give all the cabinet secretaries an opportunity to make positive changes in their agencies, and I'm looking forward to working with all of the cabinet secretaries. And as I said, you know, we're in February. I look forward to her appearing before the House committee.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York's 21st District, widely seen as a comer in Republican politics, in office since 2015, still the youngest member of Congress. Congratulations on all of that, Elise. And when we come back the next time, let's talk to you about other things.
Great.